All we have to do is just rest in Him. That's our job. He's the one that gives us the life. He's the one that makes us grow. We just have to stay connected to Him.
Growing in your connection with God is paramount as you live out your faith story for others to see. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And George Vasquez describes what he has come to understand about this.
I think one of the most important things that we need to do is to abide with God. And it sounds very profound, but really, all we have to do is just rest in Him. That's our job. He's the one that gives us the life. He's the one that makes us grow. We just have to stay connected to Him. And so what does that look like? Spending that time in the morning, in the Word, in prayer, talking to God, hearing Him speak to our hearts. And you know it's Him because it lines up with the Word of God. And just staying connected. And so that's why, as believers, when we fall down, maybe months go by and you're not spending that time with the Lord, just realize, wait a minute, just pause and get back up and stay connected. Spend that time having that spiritual discipline.
And maintaining a level of spiritual discipline is key.
Spiritual discipline is so important because it gives you that safeguard to make sure that you're having that quality time with God. It's a key. Your story's not done. Yes, it's a campaign to spread the hope of Jesus, but it's also a campaign to empower believers to share their story. Your story is so powerful. It could be the key to unlocking somebody else's freedom. The Bible is clear. It said that we overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, our story. And so I encourage you to share your story. It could be the key that will unlock somebody else's freedom. They'll pick up on how God did it for you, and God could do it for them.
So what is God doing in your life? Why not share your story of knowing God with the people around you? God wants to use you and your experiences to make a difference in the lives of people.